Hi everyone, I'm Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy dating, relationship, and lifestyle coach. In this episode, I'm going to talk about 10 attractive feminine ways you can use right now. These are 10 ways that are going to really get you in touch with your body, help you make some positive, healing, and healthy contact with the man you love, and really allow yourself to take up this feminine energy space, own it, reclaim it, and shape it and mold it into what you really want your feminine energy to look and feel like. Now, a lot of these tools I do share in my programs over at my website, everheartcoaching.com. A lot of these are in my videos as well, but I thought it would be great to make a two-part podcast series and include some of my favorite tools that I just really reference all the time. So I hope you enjoy this, and remember, this is going to be in two different parts. So there's part one this week and part two next week. I'm going to start with my very favoriteest tool of all, and that is tap your heart and send him love. I love to hear about people's results with this tool because whenever it's in a video or I get an email or it's in one of my programs, someone will write to me or they'll leave a comment on my YouTube channel and say, oh my gosh, when I did this, I can't believe it, but my guy texted me like 3 minutes later. It's really amazing how well this tool works. And I got the idea for this because I knew that when I was apart from Jeff, I knew that missing him and pining for him and worrying and being scared wasn't helping him. And it wasn't helping me. I talk about this a lot, how when you change, your partner changes. Change often starts with you. And tap your heart and send him love is really no difference, because instead of aligning yourself with worry and fear and unknown and anything else, heartbreak that you're feeling, you want to go to this place where you can feel the love in your heart you have for that person. You can see their eyes, you can see their smile, you can feel them, touch them, and just see everything that you think is so wonderful and beautiful about them, and try to feel that in your heart. Feel that love you have for them. You have love, you have warmth and caring and connectedness in your heart for them. So just fill your heart up. Imagine that space in your chest just really filling up with all that warmth and love you're feeling. And take your hand, hold it to your heart, tap your heart, and then reach outward because you're sending them that love. It's like you're tapping your heart, you're collecting that love, and you're sending it onward to that person. I love this tool because you not only make contact with a person, which I absolutely believe you do, and I have so many examples I can tell you about how this works. I do believe they feel that love coming towards them. The other thing I like is that you feel a little better, because instead of missing and pining for them and longing for them and feeling that ache in your heart, it's like, okay, I've done something. I've connected. All of this love and warmth I feel for that person, I'm able to send it to them. And so you really get a feeling of relief. It's really a nice feeling to know that I've sent them something. I'm not just sitting here letting all this love just weigh me down, but I've actually sent them that love I feel. I have so many cute stories, and I'm just going to tell you two really quick about this tool. One of them is, when Jeff and I got back together, and of course, you know, we had three very painful breakups. We were both over 40. This was both our second time around. And if you're over 40 or you're getting towards that age, I almost believe, well, I absolutely know that connecting and building a solid relationship and marriage is much more difficult than when you're, say, in your 20s. It's a completely different world. And there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of apprehension. So we had three painful breakups. I teach you all about this in the ABCs to get him back. It stands for the absolute best chances. So when I would really miss him, I would tap my heart and send him this love. And when we got back together, I told him, I said, you know, I used to really, really miss you. And I would have these moments where I would fill up my heart up with all that love and just send it to you. And he said to me, it makes me cry to this day. He said, I felt it every time. Every time you sent me that love, I felt it every time. That's just such a sweet thing for him to say. And I don't doubt that he felt it. And he probably thought of me and he felt that connection. The other story, it's really cute. My mom is such a super sweet lady. And my brother lives in another state. And she misses him, but doesn't want to bother him too much, you know, doesn't want to be that mom that's calling all the time. And honestly, I call my mom almost every day. But she had seen my YouTube video about tap your heart and send him love. And she called me and said, you won't believe this, but I did this with your brother. And he called me a minute later. And I said, Mom, I love that that happened. But what can I say? It literally happens all the time. If the man doesn't respond immediately, I do not want you to feel down or sad or bad about this. Because remember, it took Jeff 3 months to finally come around, knock on my door, and ask me to marry him. And it was a very long 3 months of really not hearing from him, very, very little contact, not seeing him. It was a really painful time. But remember, even if a person has passed on, even if a person's no longer with you, you can still tap your heart and send them that love. The second tool I want to share with you is something I call nightly ritual. I really covered this process deeply in New Man Manifesto, and I covered a little bit in ABCs to Get Him Back, and the VIP library has a quick little rundown of what the nightly ritual is, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. The nightly ritual in New Man Manifesto is about, even if there's a man in your life you already want, there's a man in your life you already love, or if you know your man is out there, but things aren't really healthy right now, things aren't working out and unfolding the way that you would like them to. Nightly ritual is about writing down the characteristics and qualities and how they feel in your body and feel when you're with that person and how you want that to be in your new man. Now that could be your man comes back or it could be you attract a new man. But I still actually use nightly ritual with my husband sometime. If we're going through a little bit of a tough spot, I will focus on the things that feel really good and how I like them to feel. So if you're having issues with, let's say, you and your partners aren't sharing chores together, you feel like the division of labor is very one-sided in your household, your nightly ritual could include things like this. It feels so wonderful to get up together on Saturday morning and give the house a deep clean together.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It feels so good that I have a partner that will come to me and say, hey, what do we need to do around the house this weekend? It feels so good that I come home some days and the kitchen is clean and I haven't even asked my partner to do this. My partner will just come home and just clean the kitchen sometimes. So he makes sure that he's really participating. Now you can use this with all sorts of things, such as it feels so good to come home and have a partner who's made dinner. It feels so good to come home and see my partner's car in the driveway and have no doubts that that person is always going to be with me. So nightly ritual can include anything. It can include their smile, their income, how their eyes, when their eyes look at you. I had a client once that said, I want a man with perfect teeth. I want him to have a perfect smile. And I said, why? Why do you want this perfect smile? What do you feel when you see someone who's really has perfect teeth all in alignment? What do you feel? And she was able to get in touch with what it meant to have a man who had a beautiful smile. Now look, where you take this and what you want is your business. But I want you to always make it about how it feels for you. And every night, you can write down just a sentence or two, or you can revisit previous sentences that you've written and just get a good feeling for what it feels like. And now you're going to go to bed. And when you go to bed, that is when you are at your strongest for manifesting. If you want to learn more about the nightly ritual, that is in my program, New Man Manifesto. Now, this next tool is called Snapshot. Snapshot is a tool that has really saved some of my clients from the deepest, darkest heartbreak imaginable. And we've all been there where we really thought something was going to work out. We thought it was going to go a certain way. And then boom, all of a sudden you're abandoned. And Snapshot is where you want to imagine you and your partner, or it could be you and just some unknown man that's going to be in your life at some point in time. And you want to see the two of you clearly doing something that you want to be doing with that person. So for me, a snapshot I always carried in my mind was of me walking up this little wooded trailed path that was at this park and walking up to the top of the hill, and there's Jeff and we're getting married. And I would click my little camera in my mind, and I would take a picture of that moment. And if any of you have ABCs to Get Him or New Man Manifesto, you will know that that is exactly where we got married. That's exactly how it happened. And this is the amazing thing about getting that clarity about what it is you want in that moment in time, is that you're creating a request, and that request gets filled. The more that you focus on it, the more you think about it, good or bad, you're going to get an answer for that request. And sometimes if you don't get the exact answer of that snapshot, you still get some sort of answer. You get some sort of response. Now, I'll tell you a quick story of a client of mine who was so in love with a man who managed a restaurant. And they had an on-again, off-again relationship for quite some time. And there were so many intricacies involved in this relationship, so much back and forth, so much love, so much intensity. And for one reason or another, he just would not commit to her 100%. She was really pushing him for commitment, and finally he just broke things off. So when she called me, she was completely devastated. She had been cut off from all this love, and she realized she had been making ultimatums, not really boundaries, but ultimatums. And I said, okay, I want you to pick a place you want to be with this man. And she said, okay, I can see us sitting outside in front of his restaurant. And we're sitting at this table. And I made her get very much in detail. What time of day is it? Is it overcast? Is it sunny? What are you wearing? What is he wearing? Are you holding hands? What's happening? And you get that snapshot and you click and you hold on to it. And all you need to do is when you're having moments of doubt or fear, you think of that snapshot. Snapshot tool can work with anything. Weight loss, improvement in health, finding your dream home, whatever it may be, you take that snapshot and hold it in your mind. And I did that with her that day, and I can still see the image in my mind. So 3 months later, she got back to me, and she said, you know, you're not going to believe this. But shortly after things ended with him, he started to sell his restaurant. And we went on vacation. We went to this wonderful place and sat in front of this cafe. And he reached over and held my hand. And in that moment, I knew I was having my snapshot. So the snapshot wasn't at his restaurant. It was somewhere else. And last I heard from her, those two were getting along just well and working out all the details of getting married and being together. And we never really know what's holding our partner back. And that's something I'm going to go over in the second portion of this podcast, is just what's really holding another person back. Where is their pain? Where's their suffering? Snapshot overrides that. Snapshot is just about this beautiful moment in time. And that's where I want you to stay focused on. This next tool is my Really, Really Get Him tool. Again, I go over.
What if you could choose the types of men that were attracted to you? What if you could decide on how your partner would respond to you when you're grumpy, need love, support, or choose how your man will walk back into your life and ask for your hand in marriage? This is where my self-study program, New Man Manifesto, can dramatically call forth not only the type of man you desire, but the behaviors and characteristics that align with your values. Here's a testimonial from Laura in British Columbia. New Man Manifesto helped me transform my love life in ways I never imagined. I was heartbroken from a breakup, and this program got me focused on what I did want in a partner and helped me move on from a man who was wasting my time with empty promises. The more I practiced my feminine energy and manifesting tools, the more quality men began to appear in my life. After learning how to date again and finding two great guys to quantum date with, an amazing thing happened. My ex began texting me, asked me on a few dates, and recently proposed, and now we are engaged to be married. I turned my life around from being angry and heartbroken to manifesting a loving relationship and being at my very best. If you want to learn more about my feminine energy tools and manifesting, visit my website, everheartcoaching.com/NMM. That stands for New Man Manifesto. And be sure to check out my program bundle. For one low price, you can get all of my programs and ebooks. Again, my website is everheartcoaching.com.
I hear this one a lot in my YouTube channel and lots of my programs. I call it the RRGH tool. That's the shorthand we use in I Heart Love Academy, which is my free Facebook group. And RRGH, or Really, Really Get Him tool, it is such a fun tool to practice because so often when we're in our masculine energy, we're up in our heads and we're figuring it out and we're solving it, and we're not really giving our hearts and our feminine energy a chance to really connect with the man. And remember, it's not your intellect, it's not your ability to solve and figure things out that connect with your partner. It's your heart. Really, Really Get Him tool works like this. If your man is calling you at the end of the day, or he's texting you, or he's sitting next to you, he's talking to you, and he's telling you about his day, and whatever it is he shares, I want you to just kind of imagine it playing out like a play. For me, it's often animated like a cartoon, and it kind of plays out in my mind. So it can be something as simple as, I was driving home from work today and someone cut me off and almost clipped the front end of my car. It can be as simple as that. It can be your man saying, oh my God, such a stressful day at work. My boss was really all over me. It can be your man saying, oh, I'm just feeling really stoked about the weekend. I get to take my boat out and go fishing. He can be saying literally anything to you, but you want to really, really get him. Because when you really, really get him, when he talks to you about anything, big or small, you become that one woman that understands him and knows him better than any other woman in his life. And that will be why he claims you. That will be why he wants you as his woman to walk into the sunset with. So whenever he says whatever it is he's feeling or speaking about, I want you to imagine his face, or if you can, look at his face. And name one emotion you're seeing. So I want you all to practice this with me right now. Let's say your man says, hey, I'm going to be late today. I got a flat tire and I'm going to have to stop off at the garage and get it fixed. So I want you to see his face telling you that story. And I want you to name one emotion you're seeing on his face. For my guy, it would probably be frustration. So I would just simply say, oh my gosh, you must be feeling so frustrated. That's all you say. You don't say, well, I know that you really like things to be in order and that car was getting old anyway and you must feel really frustrated. No. Really, really get him is just about him. It's just about really, really getting him. So it's, oh my goodness, you must be feeling so sad. Oh my gosh, you must feel so tired. Oh my gosh, you must feel so excited. And then the man will either agree with you and he'll kind of give you this look like, oh my gosh, yes, that's what I'm feeling. Are we actually having a conversation about my feelings and not yours? Or he will correct you. But either way, you're connecting. I love it when I really, really get my husband and I'll say, oh my gosh, you must feel so sad. And he goes, no, I'm not feeling sad. I'm just feeling annoyed. And he gets to correct me on how he feels. You will still connect with that person. And when they correct you, go, oh yes, okay, Now the two of you are connecting. You see, this is a very powerful way to use your feminine energy, very attractive to a man, that you really, really get him. All right, the last tip I want to share for this episode is about offering up gratitudes, but why? So I have spoken about this in a couple other of my podcasts. It is such a game changer for me because years and years ago, I'm sure you all heard of the gratitude journals and listing out all the things that you're thankful for. And I would do that and I would feel kind of okay about it, but I never really felt super connected to it because I never talked about why I was grateful. So gratitudes are something you can be grateful for if they're present or even if they're not present. You're going to bring them into existence. Feminine energy is about noticing what feels good to you, what feels nice, what warms your heart, what enhances your world. So when you think about what you're grateful for in this moment, even right now, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm got this cushy pink velvet chair I'm sitting on. Well, why are you grateful for that? Well, I'm grateful for this chair because it's very nice. It's very comfortable. It pulls all the colors together in this room perfectly. So now we're grateful and we're sharing the why. When you connect to that why moment, why does this feel good to you? Why are you grateful for it? Now you're really talking about what makes you grateful. You're really connecting with what makes you grateful in that moment. So do this with your partner as well. Do this with the man in your life. Even if a guy's just picking you up for dinner or you're having a brief conversation, I'm so grateful that I get to connect to another person today. Why? Because I've gotten to exercise my feminine energy. I've gotten to practice. Oh, I'm grateful my husband and I got into that little argument today because now I'm so much more clear on what's important to him. And we're much more closer now than we were before earlier today. Gratitudes are great to practice. No matter what they are, there's something you can be grateful for in every moment if you look for it. I like to make it a practice every day to think up at least 5 before I get out of bed. And then throughout my day, if I'm feeling frustrated or overwhelmed, I'll just stop for a minute and talk about my gratitudes and why I'm grateful for them. All right, everybody. I hope these tips have been really helpful for you. Stay tuned for next week. I'll have 5 more tips to share with you, and I look forward to seeing you then. Much love. Bye-bye.